This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah. Wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم آمنًا في سربه معافًا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فَكَأَنَّمَا حِزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, statistics show that obesity is increasing rapidly in South Africa. With 70% of women and 40% of men are either overweight or obese. And it just doesn't stop there. If you look at the children, 1 in 4 girls are obese or overweight, and 1 in 5 boys are overweight or obese. South Africa is one of the 10 top consumers in the world of soft drinks. Obesity is one of the top 5 risk factors for early death. It's an epidemic, and the government has identified this, and so they are planning to impose further sugar taxes on the drinks. But we need to understand this holistically also as Muslims. The health that Allah has given us is an amanah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will question us, أَلَمْ نُصَحِّ لَكَ بَدَنَكَ. Did we not give you a good health? Did we not give you a good body that was intact? وَنُرَوِّكَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ. And we gave you good water to drink. So health is something that Allah will question us on the day of Qiyamah. It is important to a believer because health enables a person to carry out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the hadith speaks, الْمُؤْمِنُ الْقَوِيِّ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفِ. A believer that's healthy, a believer that's strong is better than that believer that's not healthy. A person that's healthy is independent. He can do for himself. A person who's unhealthy relies on others, and at times is seen upon as a parasite. We have been taught specific du'as in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for good health. Salullah al-afiyah. Ask Allah for good health. Wa khayru ma u'titum ba'd al-yaqeen as-sihha al-mu'afa. The best gift, the best gift that the person enjoys after iman is good health. So good health is important to a believer. And it is places like these, the hospitals, that gives us a sense of realization of what we have in our life. And so a believer should not take this very lightly. Wealth that's lost can be regained, but health that's lost cannot be regained. These are simple facts of life. And so a believer should be at the forefront of all these health matters. And as believers, we should be setting a standard for the ummah and for the world at large. For we have the ideal sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this should not be taken lightly. So obesity is increasing in all corners of the world, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslims, whether it's elderly or whether it's a young generation, everybody is facing this problem. Where does it stem from? Experts mention there are many factors that contribute to obesity, but by and large, it's our lifestyle. We are living a very fast-paced life. We eat a lot of processed food. We drink a lot of sugary beverages, and we are very inactive. We have hardly any time in our schedules to exercise. And so, accumulatively, it's resulting in the overweight situation, or we are becoming obese. So our lifestyles are very hectic. We no longer have the time to prepare wholesome meals at home. We We are grabbing a bite on the go, a snack here or a snack there, and we don't eat wholesome food, and this is impacting negatively on our health. And the amount of beverages that we consume is also alarming. A person on average will have at least 1 to 2 cans of fizzy drinks a day. And one can, that is 330 mils, will carry up to 7 teaspoons of sugar. And sugar is addictive as cocaine, which I will explain later on in my talk, inshallah. So our lifestyle is largely to be blamed. We need to do some soul searching. What kind of life are we living? Are we creating time for wholesome food? Are we creating time for our health or not? Another contributing factor is increased urbanization. Yes, urban centers offer a lot of supermarkets, a wider range of supermarkets. A person is spoiled for choice. And these supermarkets offer a lot of processed foods off the shelf. A person is late from work, he's already running late, he's stuck in traffic, no time to cook any meal, and so he grabs something from the shelf, which can be made in 5 to 10 minutes, and he's eating and living off that. It's a regular practice in many people's life. It's not an occasional thing, it's a regular thing that many people come across in their lives. So increased urbanization offer a lot of food outlets. You find wherever you go in the urban areas, you are spoiled for choice. Pizzas, Italian food, Chinese food, Indian food, Pakistani dish, whatever, you are spoiled for choice. So urban centers offer a lot of food outlets. I was speaking to a person, I travel a lot in the country, and alhamdulillah, I get to see a lot of people in a lot of places. When I meet the people in the outlying areas, in the rural areas, I say to them, you know, one thing, you enjoy wholesome food. You enjoy fresh food at home. Your wife and your mother prepares good food every day. And you get to eat wholesome food on a regular basis. We on our side, every second, third day we're eating out. And the weekend is it's a given. The kitchen is closed on the weekend. And we blast anywhere between 500 to 1,000 rands just on food. Our bill for the year, it's anywhere between 10,000 and 15,000 rands that we are spending only on eating out. So I say to them, you guys are lucky. You guys are fortunate in this part of the world. And so we need to think holistically about this. And we need to think, where are we going in terms of our health? Whilst we're young, our immune system is still strong. We can combat all the diseases and combat all the sicknesses out there. But as we age and as we go older into life, we see that our immune system is no longer that strong as it was previously. So we spoke about our lifestyles, we spoke about increased urbanization. Another contributing factor to obesity is a cultural belief. And amazing, when I read about this, I couldn't believe this. Many people are under the impression that if you're fat, it means you're living a good life. Life is nice for you. He knows he's overweight, he knows he's obese, but it's a sign of good life. And amazing, this is a cultural belief in many communities. So unfortunately, that's also one of the contributing factors to obesity. Another contributing factor to obesity is inactivity. Our lives are very hectic. 5 in the morning, we're already hitting the road. People are commuting an hour to work, or over an hour also to work. And they're coming back, they're so drained out. There's no time. There's no time to exercise at all. And the worst thing is we are eating processed food on top of it. And the general rule is, whatever you eat, you need to work it out. But here the problem is, we're not eating wholesome food, number one. And on top of it, we're not getting any time to exercise it. So imagine all that is accumulating within our system. And ya salam, that man at the age of 30 is already looking like he's going to suffer a lot in terms of his health. So inactivity is one of the contributing factors to obesity. We don't have time. Even our children, it's from school to madrasa, from madrasa to tuitions and extra classes or other activities that they are getting involved in. There isn't any physical activities taking place. The little time that they get for PE is done away with in the first part of the year. And throughout the year, then you see that the children are in the classroom for the better part of the day. Another sad reality is that with urbanization comes different types of setup in terms of our jobs. Previously, people worked on farms. There was hard labor. People used to toil. But now we are living in an age where the urbanization setup is offering a lot of sedentary jobs where it's chair-based office-based, working under the aircon. So there's hardly any labor taking place. And so we're just accumulating and accumulating and accumulating. And so we are unhealthy people. So how do we address this issue? And I feel that the first thing that we need to do is bring in education. If a consumer is educated about what he's consuming, he'll make better choices. If he understands the industry and who's benefiting, he'll make better choices. For example, if you understand how the processed food works, the harms of it, the physical harm, the health risk behind that. A person who consumes fast food, who consumes processed food, is very irritable. And studies have shown this. A person is very edgy, he's irritable, and he's constantly craving for more. So when a person eats fast food or processed food, it gives him that energy for a short while. But after an hour or two, or after half an hour, the person is hungry again. And so he's eating again. And after a while, again he's eating. And I find this in the children also. They are always munching and munching and munching on something throughout the day. It's amazing. Because they're not getting wholesome food. And you cannot seek that nutritional value from processed food because it's not there. It gives you short-lived energy, short-lived strength. And after that, you require more and more. So it impacts your mood, it impacts your energy. You see people are sluggish, they are bloated, they're dragging along in things. They are unable to produce better results. They are unproductive at work, at home, and wherever they may be. So processed foods has a serious impact on our health and our well-being. And if you understand that a lot of these foods and a lot of these items that we consume has a high intake of sugar. Sugar, studies show that sugar is as addictive as cocaine, if not even worse, because sugar releases a substance called dopamine, and the dopamine services the reward center in the brain, which basically in simple terms mean, I feel nice when I eat it, I want more, I want more. And so a person eats a chocolate, he wants another one, and he wants another one. That's because he's not been satisfied inside. That crave is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And subhanAllah, some of the meals that we have in front of us and the drinks is really heart-rending. I mean, the person can eat so much of junk food. He doesn't know what he's doing to his health. He doesn't understand what he's doing to his health. And obesity is a serious thing. It leads to high blood pressure. It leads to diabetes, high cholesterol levels, etc., etc. So we have the sunnah. And the Quran is explicit in this. Amazing. Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. Allah says, adopt the principle of moderation. Do not overeat and do not undereat. Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. Allah says, eat and drink. Enjoy the pleasures of life. We don't want malnutrition, nor do we want excessive eating. We use our life 10 years eating junk food, and when we reach 35, 40, we want to go on a diet. And then overnight we want results. And then when we don't see results, so we become depressed. And we go even worse. And that's the cycle, the vicious cycle of life. And people are investing millions of dollars in this industry to feed you more and more and more processed food. As a result, we end up in centers like these. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all the sick people shifa. May Allah give them a speedy recovery. Ameen, inshaAllah. But sometimes we need to make better choices in life, so we can avoid such situations. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ni'matani maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas." There are two things that people take for granted. People are at great loss with regards to two things: as-sihhat wal-faragh, good health. People take it for granted. Subhanallah. The Prophet of Allah was not only a prophet in the masjid; he provided a complete code of life. In every aspect of our life, we find guidance. We find that the Prophet of Allah did not mix hot and cold when he was eating. We find that the Prophet of Allah would not eat on a full stomach. We find that the Prophet of Allah did not overeat. His directives are so clear. The worst vessel that a person can fill is the stomach. Because when a man is filled, he wants to do haram. He wants to do wrong. That is why the hadith states that if a person is unable to control his desires, he should fast excessively. Because an empty stomach and an empty system will not propel a person to do wrong. So the Prophet of Allah gave us guidelines in this regard. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثُلُثٌ لِطَعَامِهِ ثُلُثٌ لِشَرَابِهِ ثُلُثٌ لِنَفَسِهِ. When it comes to eating, one third for food, one third for drink, and one third for air. Subhanallah. Look at the balance in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wasn't just a prophet in the masjid, but he was a man who was worried about his health, who was health conscious. And we had sahaba who were strong, who were able to take on the challenges of the day. Today, just when the day starts, we are already feeling lazy. So we need to scrutinize our life. We need to look at our life. How are we living? Where's our energy been invested? Where's our money going? What are we eating? And what kind of impact it's having on our life? And really, you cannot earn your health back. You can lose your money today, you can work and get it back. But the wealth, the health you lose today, Ya Allah, you cannot get it back. We have been taught special du'as. Salullah al-afiyah. Ask Allah for afiyah. Ask Allah for good health. We are taught du'as. Allahumma ahfadna min an nuradda ila arda lil umur. Oh Allah, do not let us see that stage in our life where we become totally dependent on others. A person cannot answer the call of nature. A person cannot get a glass of water for himself. Our health is important. And Allah will question us on the day of Qiyamah. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And I end off with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ أَصْبَحَ مِنْكُمْ آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ. He who wakes up in the morning. He who wakes up in the morning. Safe in his place of residence. مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِ. He is doing good in terms of his health. عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ. He has sufficient provisions for that day only. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِزَّتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا. Is as if Allah has brought the world to his feet. Wow. A person wakes up safe in the morning with his body working and functioning. Ya Allah, is as if Allah has brought the world to his feet. Let us not take our health lightly. And it is places like these that give us a sense of realization of what we have in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding.